closing main breaker.
And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the Judo Show.
Woohoo! Oh my god, not again!
Yeah, one more time.
There's Jimmy Dome.
You know, this is fabulous. This is only 3 days after the last one.
December 10th.
I felt well.
So fresh and flat.
December 11th.
So what does that mean, so fresh and flat?
It's like a fish. It's like flopping around.
It's so fresh, it's flopping.
Okay, well, flopping. I don't want to say flop because that means like a downer connotation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Flapping.
It means flapping.
Flapping. I thought
it was a program, Jimmy.
I thought it was a bird.
December 11th. Happy birthday, Uncle John.
That's right. Happy
birthday.
Oh, and congratulations to Dave Sherman.
Oh, that's right. The baby girl.
Yeah.
What's his name? Leroy?
I don't know.
Still looking for the father or what?
Well, no, it's a girl. I mean, well, we know the father. We know the mother. We're not sure the name.
You do know the mother.
Yeah, the Christine.
Okay, good.
Yeah. No, she's all good.
No, usually
she's a stripper.
All right.
Well,
she was.
She was.
When she gets in the shower or what?
All right, exactly.
An entertainer.
Who do you want to take today?
Okay, yes. Good. Thank you all for coming back. And as you notice, this is only about 3 days late after we posted the last one because I felt so guilty. I felt so guilty about having 10 or 12 days between. And we got emails.
Yeah, we did.
We got some people out, some of our loyal listeners out there pissed off that we gained weight, they said. You know. But we do want to say a special thanks to our two Dons and the people that wrote in because the XML.
Yeah, that was
link
bad.
Was bad on
my
on
bad.
On yeah on
it
iTunes,
was but my we bad.
But we got that right. And special thanks to Mark and Susan out there also who have written us fabulous emails about the show and everything. And apparently, we have a quite an enclave in North Carolina. I noticed on our web stats that North Carolina has lots of people that tune in.
Hello, North Carolina.
Yes,
Amen.
Amen. Yes, that's right. So anyway, and you can write Jimmy if you've got some nice mountain land for sale for free that you'd like to give away. Donate.
For sale for free
to the Jimmy Doan Show. We would like to retire there sometime. That'd be great.
Jimmy@JimmyDoan.com.
That's right. Jimmy. We do appreciate your emails and really and apologize for the XML screw up. And it was interesting because
not as bad as the Mizuho typo.
The what now?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
The guy from Mizuho, Japanese securities agency.
Oh, yes. They call that the fat finger syndrome.
Oops.
Yeah, oops. This was a guy, for those of you who was entering an order for a stock. It was a very closely held stock in Japan. And he, like, reversed the numbers. And instead of selling, 600,000 shares at one penny, he sold one share at $600,000 or something like that.
Yen.
And, yeah. Well, not only that, it was the point was the company, it was way more than it was 40 times what the company was worth. and needless to say, when it hit the stock market, everybody that was watching it said, oh, I'll take some of this. And it was sold out in, a nanosecond. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'd be like if somebody put Google up their Google shares up for a penny. I mean,
right.
And put up a.
They lost 200. They lost 200.
Who did that one?
That's right.
$225 million.
Yeah, this
one guy's typo.
Right. That's right. Typo. Oops. Yeah.
Hey, man, NASA's done that.
So they gave him early retirement plan.
When you lose a rover.
Oh, they've lost. Packages delivered to Mars, like.
Yeah, well, I know that, and of course,
a little minus sign instead of a plus sign, or the
because you're right because they. Oh, I'm sorry, those are supposed to be inches, not meters.
Right. And that's
excuse me,
a little conversion
and
problem.
Then of course, they also had to send up for billions of dollars. They had to send up and repair the Hubble because somebody forgot about
the gravitational constant on the Earth.
That's right, Newton's gravitational from 300 years ago.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Was that important?
It was in a textbook somewhere.
He was obsolete now.
He's obsolete. Exactly.
Yeah, this obviously.
It's been 300 years old. They got to be on this.
Yeah, they've got a new constant since then.
Yeah, well,
Since
Einstein's been around.
That's right.
Who pays attention to Newton?
Shit, he's even dead now.
Yeah, both of them are pretty much dead. Yeah, no, I'm
Yeah, both of them.
No, Newt, you're still alive, man.
It's a closed casket.
We don't know where he is. It's
He's hanging out with Elvis.
That's it.
Exactly, with the big chops.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why they're really going.
Oh, Richard Pryor died yesterday, man.
Yeah. 65 years old.
I know. That's freaking
not very old, but boy, he looked 85.
Yeah, he did. He had
MS.
Yeah.
He had MS, but he had also abused himself.
Funny. He didn't do any cocaine or anything.
No. He explained all that. He had the homogenized milk and the acidophilus milk, and he dipped his cookie in, and the shit blew up.
That'll happen every time.
You know, shit.
That's why I'm surprised. You know, they say,
I believe him.
Yeah, I believe him.
Funny guy, though.
Could happen.
Funny guy.
Could happen.
Could happen.
All right, so what do we got today?
Okay, what we got? Let's
for our listeners that are trying to, like, work off their freaking fat.
Yeah, that's right. Well, 3 days in a row. We have a couple of things here. Locally, we have a new land use plan in here that actually pertains...
In Florida.
In Gainesville, right.
In Gainesville, Florida.
And that applies to... That's right. Exactly right.
There's no more land.
No more land. That's right. We took care of it.
We used it all up.
Next topic.
No. Well, we've decided, I think what they've decided to do is to get in, everybody wants to live in Florida, so they've decided to export our land up to Michigan. So they can say they live in Florida. So.
No, just throw big chunks on a barge, right?
That's it. Well, barge, right, Michigan. Okay. Right. Anyway, concurrent with that, of course, is the people, the powers that be, the noble people down here want to have this be bicycle friend. They want to have a bicycle town. We're going to talk a little bit about that because that actually applies. Their model is UC Davis in California. So I want to talk about that. Also, we've got...
Yeah, let's be more like California.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what I want to do.
Woo!
I want to talk about the live tracking of mobile phones.
Hated it.
Okay. That's right. Mike mentioned also at the very beginning, we'll talk about the holiday shopping and maybe what people can buy for their people. Got any ideas for gifts? You know, the last minute shopping, right? Today's the 11th.
Mm-hmm. And check the end of the last show for great ideas, too.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
Especially for us, if you want to buy us a present, we got some really good ideas.
Did you ever set up our PayPal account yet?
Yeah, we have ussubs.com is a great place to shop for us, as well as Ferrari.com.
Now, US Subs, does that mean they send us a sandwich?
No.
Those are different.
Those are luxury submarines, right?
I see. Luxury submarines.
You know, you've got to have one.
I've got
three.
One.
Every guy's doing it.
That's right. So then we've got also a new outsourcing Chinese new things.
Chinese stuff.
Chinese outsourcing, and everybody's all bent out of shape about that.
Oh, you want no product.
That's right.
We make it for you half price.
That's right. And they're doing it half price.
One penny.
The if you shave off the beard on Lincoln on a penny, that's how much we charge you.
that's not much.
It's not a whole lot.
So anyway, that's pretty much it. The only other thing that if we get to it would be has to do a little bit with markets, being the libertarian type of show and everything, has to do with what's happening in South America. Usually, you know, we screw it up pretty brilliant and are following true to form. Once again. So anyway.
Okay.
Let me start off with...
Topic number one. Hey, Bob, let's hear topic number one.
Let's hear topic one.
I'll give you $5,000 for topic number one.
That's right. I'll take topic number one for
$200,
okay.
Please.
That's right. Okay. Christmas shopping. Mm-hmm. I did notice that in spite of the fact that we listen on the radio about how broke everybody is, poor, worst economy since Hoover, yada, 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 and so forth and so on, that you can't park over at Walmart or at Target or at the mall. You can't. Let me put it this way. I live like 4 miles from a mall.
And you charge for parking for Walmart
and
at your house?
And I charge for parking. That's right. I mean, you want to go to – that's right. My front yard, $10. You can park right here. This is as close as you get. I mean, somebody's got money, and they're spending like wildfire. This is going to be a hell of a holiday. Oh, which reminds me, speaking of holiday, I'm digressing just for a second.
Okay.
King Kong opens next week.
Mm-hmm. Woohoo!
Supposed to be
– Is that a movie?
That's your girlfriend. So hey, anyway, no. Queen Kong. Okay, no, that's
no. Lay off Mrs. Kong.
That's right. That's right. Is this Kang and Kodos? You know. No, I'm sorry. We're getting a little.
Well, is there Jack Black in it?
I know. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The reviews came out and said that they thought that Jack Black was not the right one for the thing, but that it's going to be the largest grossing open movie forever, and it's supposed to beat Titanic and
beat Waterworld.
Yeah, hard to believe. It might even beat Jingly or Diggly or whatever. Jiggly.
Jiggly,
which was
Geely.
Oh my something. God! Or Sahara, one of those.
Oh man, that was. That I mean, was you, like, you got Ishtar.
I mean, there. You know, well, you got to understand that when a movie opens up and you have to pay people to show up, that's bad.
You got to hire temps to like cover.
Actually, New York declared it King Kong Day the other day.
Is that right?
Mayor Julie.
No, they've got a big. They got a big blow up King Kong in ape or whatever
on the Empire State Building.
No,
they're going to release.
That's what they should have done. That's what they
They're going to release 100 live gorillas down to Central Park.
That's part of the promo.
But how are you going
to 100 silverbacks, baby? Yeah, but, cruising down Madison Avenue.
But how are you going to tell the difference? I'm sorry.
Some of them are going to have like stock market tickets in their back pockets and some won't.
It's that's Guido and the boys. Right?
Yeah, Guido. Right. Some will have guns, some won't. That's well, it. They can cross-pollinate. I don't know.
Yeah. That'd be good.
So it's supposed to be another great blockbuster, but really going to be a good movie?
They've already got it up for Academy Awards and everything.
It's Jurassic Park.
Well, that doesn't take much. Yeah, that doesn't take much.
They said it's a three-hour movie.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, 3 hours. And King Kong apparently doesn't show up for the first hour.
What?
Yep. Oh, no, okay. That's what. And what can I tell you?
No.
So
call.
Anyway, that's
he can tell us to fast forward on VCR.
Well, I can tell you.
You show up after an hour.
Right. Exactly. Hey, man. No problem, baby. Don't worry about it. Oh, suck another one of those cocktails down. We'll be there. We're not missing anything. Trust me.
Yeah, that's true. But it'll be around forever.
So not necessarily a kids movie then. Huh?
No, apparently
nude Kong.
New.
Is it a man or a female Kong?
Think about it, King Kong.
Okay.
Pretty well. Yeah, it's no problem.
I don't think his twig and berries are going to be hanging out there. That's what you're saying.
He's not going to just stick in berries?
He's climbing up the Empire State Building, busting out windows.
Right?
Can you imagine the secretary, you know.
Do you mind? Hi there, my name is King Kong. I like people. I like guys.
Maybe it was
he lives in the village.
Yeah, that's right. That's why he went to New York. He was making his way to Fire Island and got lost.
Celebrate diversity.
That's right. Celebrate diversity. That's right.
It's King Kong. You spray paint him rainbow colors.
Right, so right. One of us is going to have to go out and see it, and then we'll do a movie.
And then we'll do our review.
Straws.
Right. Yeah, we'll draw straws, right? Yeah. You know what? It's one of those things that, you know, Christmas present, give somebody a ticket to King Kong. I don't know.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we could give away a ticket.
There you go.
On the Jimmy Donor.
That's right.
Yeah, if you email us and you say you want to go see the Jimmy Dolan show, or you want to see King Kong, then we'll
go for you. What we'll do is we will announce your first name on the air as the winner.
In your honor.
This is not a problem.
Perfect.
We're doing well.
I'm sold.
That's good. That's good. So anyway, so I just want to mention that apparently, in spite of all the bad economic news coming from certain segments, it ain't that bad. Somebody's out there shopping. And let me put it the way. There's a lot of people out there in cars that are old cars shopping their brains out. So I don't think it's as bad as think people say it is. Let me move on.
Okay.
I like that one.
This is not a segue.
This is a little car starting. I taped your car starting. Out of the
oh, which reminds me, I do still have the Rolls for sale.
Oh, you do? Oh, well, I'm going to
price everybody. Reduced.
No,
price
you
reduced.
Can have the Jimmy Doan original Rolls Royce.
Jimmy Doan, you can have. I'll sign it.
That's right. You will sign the car.
I'll sign the car. $9,900. $9,900 for genuine Rolls Royce white with
1975?
75 model with Bordello red leather interior.
Right. Classic.
Driven by Jimmy on several occasions.
No, seriously, this is your chance to own a piece of the Jimmy Doan show in style.
That's right. Exactly. No question about it. I'll sign it somewhere.
Right.
You know, on the exhaust pipe or something.
I'm sure you'd probably sign in the back seat with some hooker somewhere.
Are you kidding? Wait. Jimmy Doan is stunned into silence. Stunned into silence.
All right. Next.
You can't handle the truth.
Kitty, That's
right.
Okay.
No, anyway, let me mention also.
Yeah, be careful when you buy this car.
Is there a picture on JimmyDone.com? Look at
actually,
we need to put a picture.
We'll put one up. We'll
actually,
one
there
up.
I think there is one in the pictures thing there. I'll take a look, but I'm pretty sure there is. Anyway, okay. Let me go on to something that I want our erstwhile attorney to talk about, and that has to do with the you.
No.
Start paying attention.
I want to talk.
Wake up.
What about the cell phones? Tracking.
Hmm? Tracking.
Oh, yeah. tracking. Well, the bottom line is everybody's getting tracked.
Everybody.
Well, you're getting tracked.
Agents of spiritual machines.
Yeah, there's everything, every little electronic, everything is going to be tracked soon enough.
Well, now.
Implant a bug in your ass.
Now, what they do, yeah.
Yeah, as soon as you're born.
Ass bug, I believe.
Ass
is the
bug.
Correct term.
The question is, I think that the court fight was they were doing a phishing expedition. They said, well, we think this person, the lower courts are out on this. The idea was that the FBI, whoever it was, CIA, Patriot Act or whatever, would said, we think this person might be peripherally allied with, not this person, not under investigation, but they may know somebody that is, and so we'd like their telephone records to find out where they were and when. And the judge said, no, you need to have, if you're going to get a warrant, you need to have the actual suspect person, you know, and give me what they call probable cause. What you're giving me is not probable cause for a crime. And another judge said, that's okay. I'll give you the warrant. So,
well, the fight's always been around probable cause, and that's not going to change. Whether in some circumstances it's ruled that these set of facts constitutes probable cause or they don't. That's going to go back and forth, as it always is.
Well, from your experience, let me ask you this. From your experience, you always see on TV, they say, well, go find a friendly judge. Does that happen a lot?
More or less people, you know that there are judges out there that are more apt to grant warrants under certain circumstances versus other judges. But
just look at The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Okay, it's all right, Homer, for you to change your name to Max Power.
Max Power. Yeah.
I like the cut of that guy's jib. Who is that man? That's the Prince of the Darkness. That's your 11 o'clock, sir. Waylon Smithers. And, yeah, great.
Okay, you had to be there.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, tonight, new Simpsons tonight.
No way.
Yes, new one tonight.
No way.
New one tonight. It's on my
tape.
I didn't know they were still making new.
Are you kidding?
I did not know.
One tonight at 8 o'clock or 8:30, whatever it is. I've got it. I've got the tape record, the VCR set on stun. And we're going to have that one. You know,
actually, I just saw the actors in the actor's studio or whatever they call that thing with the people. They had all the Simpsons characters on there.
That was awesome. A good one.
Hey, it was.
They couldn't have had them all.
Yeah, well, they had six people, which 32 characters.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. I mean, Hank Azaria and Harry Shearer and Castanella, whatever his name, Dan Castanella. Yeah, I mean that's.
Well, also who's Marge?
Marge is like one girl who does, of course, Patty and Selma, and then and then the other girl, Lisa. You know, Lisa. Simpson.
Right. Well, then there's Marcia that always is a guest. Marcia, somebody or another, is always a guest.
Don't know who that is.
She's a guest.
Marcia Wallace.
Yeah, Marcia Wallace. She shows up on about half the shows as a guest.
Yeah, I know. I think she's Mrs. Krabappel.
Could be.
But anyway, go ahead. So,
back to phones. Phone tracking.
Small digression.
Yeah, so yeah. What digression? Us?
Yeah, no. We were skidded off. Bing!
get the tow truck out and bring us back on. Bring us back on the highway. Here we go. Where's it? You don't have a tow truck soundbite there? Okay. That's
probably right. Somewhere.
Yeah, probably
I'll
somewhere.
Edit it in later.
Okay. Yeah. Love the
edit. Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So, yeah. Well, the bottom line is that it's going to be the same probable cause determination that it's always been, and you just hope that it's made by an impartial judiciary as opposed to
a partial.
Well, or the law enforcement.
There's lots
themselves.
Of partials,
right? Or it's a phony. I saw the show on the other day where they said, "Have you ever used a?" It was really a cute show, and the FBI says to the people, I forget which it was on. I'll tell you what it was. As a matter of fact, one of my most favorite shows, and I've forgotten the name. It was William.
Police Cops.
No, William Shatner, the new Shatner show. That's Boston Legal. And the FBI says, "Well, now I didn't say this to you, but sometimes people show up with fake warrants, you know, and they look like this." and he hands him one, you know. So that could happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean that's just.
Or they have administrative warrants.
Well, that's what you hope that they don't get into. That is to say, tracking people around just for the sake of tracking people around and just because they are.
But if you think for 2 seconds that it's not headed this way, you're crazy.
Well, every phone you buy now can be tracked, right?
That's right. By law, they have the GPS built in.
No extra fee will throw the tracking device in your phone.
Oh, it's probably there and being transmitted anyway.
Well, only when it's on.
I
understand it's only when it's on.
But you don't have to be
here. Catch.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. If you're going to track Eric's,
we have our arms cocaine dealer here today, but we're not going to tell you who he is.
That's right. Yeah. Well, no, what we're doing is you gave him your cell phone in case anybody's tracking what for missile location.
Well, exactly. A homing device.
Homing device. That's right. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I know that some phone companies will not basically turn on the older phones now. They will not activate, older phone because it does not have that device.
Oh, really?
That's correct.
I know.
You must now buy a new phone.
Well, I did not know that.
What people are going to do is they're going to start developing jamming devices.
You think?
Yeah. You'll have
the easiest jamming device is the one that we ought to use for the kids' television. It's called the off switch. I it's amazing to me. I mean, people, again, this is exact parallel. People complain, my children are watching this and my children are watching. Hey, hello. It's called unplug, whatever you know.
Have you actually seen that thing that you can buy in the store? I think it's like,
yes.
1995, the TV off thing.
Yeah.
It's a universal IR remote. And you put it on your keychain, like it turns off like 99% of the TVs around anywhere.
Well, they also have a thing that you can put in your, which of course some people like and some people don't like. You can put it in your it's like a UPS, like an uninterruptible power supply that you put in the line cord, mm-hmm. and you have a security key timer on it that only you know. It's like the parent has to put their thumbprint in there,
right.
And it like only activates from like 8 to 9 at night or something on that kind of thing. So the only time you can turn the TV on, of course, with these today's TVs, all your settings go away. But like for kids, who cares?
I guess. They're just gonna cut their parents' thumb off, and
that's true, and that's exactly right. And
you've seen
a minor reason when you see more and more parents in the store without an opposable member.
Have you seen the keyless entry systems now? That essentially your front door that opens with your thumbprint.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got everything, and then now they also, of course, you can, and they're cheap. You can get them
a couple hundred bucks or something.
Oh, they're for the computer. They're like $29.95 or something. Oh, no. You can get
Now this is a fancy front door lock mechanism, all that, but it works on thumbprints.
So lots of people going to be walking around with no thumbs. And no, the new technology is going to be the. There you go. The new technology is going. Here's something we ought to patent. Is the physician's gloves? The physician's
the latex gloves.
Latex gloves that will take when somebody thumbprints the thing, that will go in and take it
and
off
pick
of
it up
and pick it up and make a thing right on there. And that way,
like
you
tape
a tape.
Yeah. Damn, man.
James Bond had one of those
people ideas.
Diamonds are forever, man.
That's right, yeah. Jim. Yeah. What? They already did that?
He picked it up with Scotch tape or something.
1965. That wasn't Scotch tape. It was something Q gave him.
It was Q tape.
It was early Scotch tape.
Yeah, exactly.
Before Scotch
tape. It was H tape.
That's right. Whatever. Yeah, that's right. So anyway, we've gone on. No, that's right. Tracking.
Yeah. Well, look. If you have an OnStar system in your car,
yeah,
and you're on probation or you have an injunction or something like that,
and you're at the whorehouse and you just stopped by liquor store,
right?
They can track that,
yeah. And I've had the judge.
I'm ripping that thing out with a crowbar.
Yeah, I've had the judge order those records.
No, it's going away.
And
sue me. I'll buy a Model T.
Yeah, you say easy for you to say. I can tell you from personal experience. Jimmy can tell you from personal experience. You do not want to monkey with those little things, eh?
Hopefully they'll pass a prohibition against tracking people.
They have. They will.
Well, you say that, opinion. But I can
they
tell
could
you
go the other way. They
look,
could,
the bottom line is
that the Patriot Act.
The bottom line is if people out there think that they are Patriot. Have any kind of privacy these days, forget it. The only one I saw, and he didn't even have privacy, was in Terminator 3. He had dropped off the radar screen, John Connor, and they still found him.
That's what I say to those people.
I see.
Yeah, we're.
I don't say I'm a violent person, but
no, you wouldn't say that.
No, not at all.
We're already on camera. At least, you know, when we're out in public, we're on camera. What, 60% of the time?
And they're even more locally.
At least any store parking lot.
Generalized camera, you don't worry so much about. What you worry about is an individual person looking at you as an individual person. That is
like
say,
in Vegas, like a webcam. Like a casino. They're zooming in on you. They're doing it in the streets of in Northern Europe in some places.
I mean, but you know, what people don't realize is that everybody's breaking the law one way or another.
Breaking the law.
If they got a system that's keeping track of everybody.
Edit that in, man, there.
Well, that's it. Of course, that's what, you know, the question is, and that this has, Google's managed to do this pretty well, has to do with the filtering. And, you know, one of the favorite attorney techniques is when you ask for discovery, you bury them in, like, carloads and carloads of documents and say, yes, there it is. It's all there. And so the question is, TMI, too much information? I don't know.
Well, I mean, it will be to a large degree. I mean,
well, that's good, but there are going to be filtering techniques. Fortunately, the one nice thing about the government is they're so inefficient that the good news is that they're inefficient, and the bad news is that they're inefficient because sometimes they get the wrong person with this inefficiency. And
sometimes.
Sometimes they get the right one, like they shot that guy. We talked about that last time.
Or like Tukey.
Yes.
Tukey.
Oh, is tomorrow his is this Tukey, is it
the 14th or something?
Is it the 14th?
I think it's the 14th.
Is D-Day for him?
Tukey.
Say.
No, Tukey.
Tukey.
The founder of the Crips is
Yeah.
Arnold is supposed to sign something.
Nobel Peace Prize.
Arnold had the hearing.
Did he win the? He
no, no, it. He was up for it.
Yeah, he was up for it.
He was up for the Nobel Peace Prize for writing his book on
children's
on renouncing gangs.
On killing children.
Killing children.
Oh, children book. Yeah, how to kill it.
Tukey. Father, Uncle Tukey.
Right.
Words of wisdom from Uncle Tukey.
That's right. That's right. Just what you need. Yeah, former Crips founder.
No, he's going. He's no.
You think he's going?
I think so. No clemency, right? I mean, you already had one
it's
denied.
Up to Arnold now.
Yeah. Arnold.
Arnold's going to have to sign all
that. Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah, that's it. That's
right. And of course, Arnold's main credo is.
I would.
Remember when I said I was going to kill you last?
Yeah, I lied.
I lied.
That's
come
it.
On, Arnold.
Yeah,
come on.
We'll see if Arnold gives him the needle or allows the needle to be given.
It's the needle, yeah.
Yeah, that's there. Right. We don't have a sound effect for do we?
He wants to give him the end.
That's it. No, that's great. Okay, well, so anyway.
We do.
Yes, actually we do. Good one.
So we'll be back on the Tukey. We'll have a Tukey day.
Yeah, we'll have a Tukey day next week. Right. That'd be great. Okay, well, I think we've beat up. We realized that nobody's got any privacy unless no reason. You can't do it.
Big surprise.
I'm somebody in the house, man. I swear to God,
we're just being more patriotic. Right?
Well, what you do is you have your ghost signals. You have your little. Your little pocket transmitter.
I like that.
Yeah, your little pocket transmitter will jam their transmission.
Jamming transmission.
You know, and then it'll broadcast your ghost signals across the United States in 5 different ways or 100,000 different ways or whatever.
They call this chaff.
No, like you, Jimmy, you had so many ways to get a hold of you one point in time that nobody could get a hold of you.
That's exactly.
You had 7 emails.
Cell phone,
addresses,
a page,
email, 3 fax lines.
That's right. That's right.
Nobody could get a hold of you.
No.
I don't check that one that often.
That's right. I check that on
strategy.
Tuesdays in a leap year.
Yeah, that's right.
You got your clones walking
when
around.
When Tuesday falls on the 29th.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
On Tuesday falls on it.
All right. So what else we got?
Okay. Right. The other thing that I wanted to talk about, we might want to talk about a little bit, is the new outsourcing in China, you know, for the gamers in our crowd.
There's probably four.
Four people out there that want to hear about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, let's go for it.
Okay. This is where this
sweatshops.
Sweatshops in China. Well, and they are the new outsourcing thing is for the gamers that are willing to pay money. You know, when you want to go up to like level 40 or something, you can pay some guy over the internet in yuan or whatever they
use. To test this game, essentially.
No.
To actually play it with your name up, and you get up to like level 20, and then he hands it off to you. You know?
Really?
Yeah. And there's these are kids like 12 or 13 years old that are making like $200 a month, which over there is like... Like
billions.
No, this is
really.
This is this is coke dealer money.
They get,
I mean, this is
actually your dream has come true. You're getting paid to play video games.
No, that's right. And they're worried about is the
Jack Rhodes gonna have a hernia.
That's hilarious.
They're talking about carpal tunnel syndrome for Chinese, you know, and stuff for kids 13.
Well,
years.
They'll develop some good joysticks soon.
So instead of sniffing glue now in the back,
right. Exactly
in the paint shops now they're.
Well,
instead
of picking rice or something.
Instead of doing something productive like picking rice.
Right.
They get to play games 12 hours straight.
And make a lot more than their father and their grandfather who still pick rice.
Still out there.
Right. But I mean, it's interesting to see to what extent outsourcing goes to. I mean, here's you outsource your game playing. I mean, I'm so busy. I really would like to play Boom tonight, but what I'm going to do is, you know, I'm going to hand this off to my
Ho-Chi. He is playing it right now for me.
Hey, you call me. Yeah, how's it going? Pretty good. Okay, excellent. Level 65. Greg. Oh, man, you rock and roll, man. Okay, I'll send you a new check tomorrow.
Right. Very good, Dr. Wagner. I do very good, Dr. Wagner.
What weapons do you have?
Oh, dude.
You know, new spells? You know, I mean, it's great.
What they do.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Keep going, Ho-Chi.
Get him.
Well, of course, the idea is, as you would expect, it's not as what you think it is to some extent. A lot of times, as you well know, you get up to like level 20 or 30 or something like that in this game, and then you get killed, and you have to go back all through it again. It might take you, even though you know how to do it, it might take you 2 or 3 hours. So you hand it off to this guy. He brings you up to that level, and then you get to go again.
I thought you can save the game. I mean,
these are on the online games that are sort of played by thousands of people at a time worldwide.
So you don't have a disc in your
You don't have it.
If you get waxed, you're waxed.
Yeah, you're waxed, and you
see. I'm a little out of it. I haven't played any online. I haven't played any games.
Well, even the
non-online.
I don't think the sex sites actually constitute a game, but they could.
That's right.
You know.
Put your arrow here.
Yeah,
see, those are a little slower. Those games are
so you can't say you can never save. What happens if you get it at level 20 and then you die right away?
You start off at level 1.
You need to call your buddy back.
Oh, right.
In Vietnam.
No, that's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But then you pay him to get you back up to level 20.
You buy his 60th level shaman for $250 or whatever, which just took him.
So
how
much are they paying these kids?
Well, they said the one guy over there says he's making about $250 a week.
Damn.
I mean, okay.
I'm so out of this fucking show, man.
Yeah, that's right. No, I'm sorry. This is the last Jimmy Doan show.
This is the last Jimmy Doan show.
That's right.
The engineer is now going to go play Zork for a living.
I mean, that's like, well, over there, I'm asking.
It's been great.
Yeah, it's been great.
But if you don't. The Saipan to play games.
No, if you don't mind eating snake and rice, you can live pretty well over there on $250 a week. I mean, live on a junk. Aptly named.
$250 would fill up China with rice, period.
Pardon me?
I mean, that's enough rice to fill up China like about an inch or two deep. $250.
Okay.
Of rice.
Yeah. I don't think so. Okay, and where are we going with this?
Well, I mean, it costs like a penny a pound or something over there.
Well, so is this currently illegal?
No, it's all private.
You know, if the American government had anything to do with it, it'd be totally illegal.
Yeah, no, that's right.
We're just lauding the outsourcing, you know?
Right.
Yeah, we're lauding the outsourcing. It was because there is also recently a book just out. The guy's making this. I love it when people can make money. There's a guy written a book on why outsourcing is bad, and it's selling like hotcakes to all the greenies and everything. And he's talking about why General Motors, for instance, is going to be bankrupt anyway. No, the deal is that he's written a book that says that the GM and these people, a lot of people that have done outsourcing, have made a mistake. And of course, it could be, you know, but that's what the market does. The beauty is the market will figure this out. And that's what I like about this gaming outsourcing. I mean, who would have thought? Here you are.
Had 20 gamers on staff. Like, that's what she's got. She's got a warehouse with a bunch of computers set up and games hooked online and 20 guys in there.
Her name is Heidi Fleiss.
Just about.
And she's what now? Okay.
That's my roommate.
Yeah. Ooh, we wish.
I wish, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, got your little black book there.
Exactly.
Seriously, that's what I love about the market. I mean, the market does it all. And it's, fortunately, as I say, this is totally private. And like you say, if there was any way to tax it or make a rule against it, the government would do it.
And they probably will.
Of course, the Chinese government has got some fairly serious firewalls and some people that check on.
It promotes violence among kids, man.
Yeah. Well, apparently when you do a Google search or whatever in China, if you put in certain keywords, you know, it like Mao Zedong or something, it gives you file not found or, you know, this 404 error or something.
Connect you to the party.
Yeah, right. Directly.
Suppressing
missile
information.
All right, so what else we got?
Okay, the other thing that we've got that is nothing.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, goodbye.
See you next.
It's over with.
It just about is. Great. That's great. A little editing time here. The only other thing that is, and I haven't read the entire article yet, it has to do with the... No, you're going to edit this
way
out.
To prepare.
I wouldn't want to spend any time before the show to actually,
Look, shut up.
He read some of it.
Yeah. No,
well,
come on.
He heard about it. That was a show on TV that he was going to watch.
I saw that on TV.
And he saw the movie. And the sound was off, but he got the gist of it.
I read lips. Hey. I read lips when the TV's off.
I read TV lips.
That's
right.
I read TV. No, I tell you what happened was I really would rather talk about the... locally here that does apply nationally has to do with our new land use regulations here in Gainesville.
Let's go to that.
They have 600. This is what I call the Lawyers to Lawyers Relief Act. They just passed, and of course, mandated by the state, 600-page comprehensive land use plan here. And 600 pages now. This is all legalese. And it's going to take lawyers to figure it out, and this is... It turns out that here locally, and when I say locally, I'm talking about Alachua County, it is, 17 miles by 17 miles or something like that.
North Central Florida.
North Central Florida. They have tried to anticipate, which of course they never can, they tried to anticipate everything and anything that anybody might think to do in the next 20 years. And they have encoded this in 600 pages of complicated, convoluted legalese. Now, the question is, do you think they are going to succeed? I don't think so.
These are our brilliant elected officials.
That's right. Brilliant. That's right. And if you've ever watched Channel 12 around here, you can see exactly how brilliant they are. First of all, there's at least one of them on there that doesn't know the English language hardly. And that could be a problem. And these guys voted on 600 pages. It reminds me so often of what happens in Tallahassee. At the last day of the legislative session in Tallahassee, they have something they call the train ride. They call it the train. And this is when they all the bills they've discussed for 60 days, on 59 days, on the 60th day, they pass like 200, 300, 400 bills. Nobody's read them. They all go through and say, well, we'll figure it out after the session is over. Hello? I mean, and they do this, and this is the same thing on a national scale. We talked about this a little bit. It has to do with the highway bill and the Patriot Act, and the tax reform. These are thousands and thousands of pages that nobody's read it. It is the most Philadelphia lawyers would no way get through this stuff. It is totally convoluted. And so if you've ever read this stuff, it always refers to, it'll say paragraph 9, subsection C, whatever it is changed to read no. And then you have to go back.
Take about 45 minutes to figure out.
Yeah, that's right. No, then you have to go back and do the search to find out what all that's about. I mean, it is spaghetti.
That's how we write stuff.
Yeah, I know. On purpose. It's called the Lawyer Support. Anyway, they've done that.
Thanks, Curtis.
So this is the Lawyer Support Act, and they've done it here locally. And one of the things that they've encoded in this, in a big article today in the local paper, in the Gainesville Sun, had to do with how they want to make this a bike friend. They want to call this Bike Town. Bike City. Years ago, we were Tree City, because we still do have a lot of trees, in spite of the beetles that ate up a bunch of them and the storms that came through and blew a bunch down. Still a bunch of trees here.
So,
now they want to be Bicycle City, and to this extent, they want to make you know, force people here and to have bike pay for bike paths and so forth. No, we have some. Curtis, you're a biker. You know,
where, yeah, yeah.
There are places you can go. Of course, there are some places where you can like that have very wide bike paths. But they, there was somebody plowed into about four or five of them down there in 441 not too long ago. Nailed, sent a couple to the hospital and killed.
It's an annual event.
It's an annual event, killing a bicyclist, right? Yeah. But the point is,
it's like the running of the bulls.
The running of the bulls. That's right. The killing of the bicycles. That's right. No, but their model is UC Davis in California. And, of course, California, always a model for Florida, except for one little minor thing. I don't know exactly where UC Davis is, but I can guarantee you it's a lot drier out there than it is here. People don't understand that 4 months out of the year here, when you go outside, you go right back inside and change your clothes
because you're drenched. Sweat.
You are drenched.
Humidity 116%.
Oh, honest to God. It is like a sauna bath 4 months out of the year here. And if you think people are – I don't care. Unless you are a student in a fitness freak – you're not going to use a bicycle for 4 months out of the year. I don't care if the entire town, if you voided the use of cars, if you made it illegal, the town would have to just basically shut down because you cannot go outside. And, of course, there's a lot of people that are older than students here. I know this is a student town, but some yours truly, for instance, is older than a student.
Students don't mind walking around dripping sweat.
They don't have much choice.
Right. And flip-flops and t-shirts.
That's right. And bellies showing and everything. I mean, they don't care.
Well, that's good.
No, that's good for us. Right. No, that's fine. I mean, we can sit in our air-conditioned Rolls Royce up there and watch them come by at lunchtime. This is always, that's another use for the Rolls, of course. It's a babe magnet.
Even, open the door.
That's right.
Here, throw some candy out.
Here, honey, come on in. That's right. Throw some candy out. Right.
What's
they're going to fail. Is my point is this whole thing is a touchy feely feel good thing, and they do it across the country.
Well, they're not going to fail in spending our money.
No,
they're going to spend our money.
No, they're going to.
We're going to have pretty bike paths and
right.
and
the community will survive. So somebody will call it a success.
Right. In spite of that is what it's going to happen.
Right,
that's
the,
right. And of course, even if it fails, as I've always said in the past, even if it fails, the problem is there's no accountability.
Right.
Because
well, there won't be any measure. Go ahead.
There's no measure. That's right. Number one. And even if they fail, the worst that happens is you get voted out of office. Big deal. So you go home and you go to your real job. You still get to ride in the parade on homecoming day.
And 47,000 tons of concrete has been poured. You know,
yeah, that's right. Well, and
the concrete guys are loving you.
That's yeah. Not only that.
Thank you, Commissioner Smith.
That's we've done that here before. Interestingly, they poured the 47 and they poured another 47 tons of bricks, which they all tore up. A couple of years later, because it became, they did this downtown in the center.
That's right, I remember.
Remember that?
Yeah.
They built this beautiful. They closed off streets.
Historic downtown.
They closed off streets. They did everything they were supposed to do, and it turned out it was Coke heaven there. I mean, every
$17 a brick, and the bums were sleeping on them.
No, not only the bums, but I mean, if you wanted to buy crack, that's where you went. I mean, because it was all secret. That's what they tell me. I heard this from another source.
From a source.
That's I read right. it in a magazine.
Yeah, I read it someplace. Right. I don't know. So this might be apocryphal. I'm not sure this is true. But the point is that it'd become a haven for crack dealers down there because it has been designed for privacy. And guess what? You know, this is so people that were strolling through in 1920s style with their dresses and their little umbrellas. What do they call them? Parasols. Mm-hmm. And they stroll through and they sit down and they have a nice comfortable. Well, of course, at 3 o'clock in the morning, your nice comfortable conversation happens to be is you're passing $20 for a rock. So anyway, the deal was that it got to be so bad they had to tear it all up and start over and reopen the whole thing. I mean, you know,
and in fact, if you buy the Jimmy Doan Rolls Royce and you do drive in certain sections of town, you'll probably get a deal.
Excuse me. Now I will.
Mr. Doan. Oh, wait. Oh, you must be the chauffeur. Okay, no problem.
No problem. Well, not only that, I will tell you, as an added incentive, I have not vacuumed under the seats. So,
no extra charge.
No extra charge.
Whatever you find in the car.
No, it's yours. It's yours.
The sale price.
It's yours. It's included, right. and I had nothing to do with it.
What about the hooker in the trunk?
That's right. Well, you never can. There are added benefits. There are. I should raise the price. Wait a minute.
Making good check.
That's right. Yeah,
I'll be right back.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I did mention that the test ride is only in the driveway here. You can't take it. I don't want to be doing that. No, test ride. You can start it up and drive it in the driveway here, and it's.
So right. I think our overall point is that they when they try to have this master plan
right.
for the society here.
What is truly they are trying to look into the future. They've never succeeded yet.
And they always come up with what looks like a nice, reasonable plan.
And, well, the thing about it is it's always a compromise. And by definition, a compromise can't be the best plan. It can't be.
Right. Well, if the plan gets formed by individual actors along the way, it has much greater flexibility than if it gets formed by one person, one planning czar. At the beginning.
Well, of course, it wasn't a plan. It was this is a typical example of a camel is a horse designed by a committee. And the fact is that they took citizen input, at which, of course.
Well, still, the bottom line is at some point a decision was made now.
Yes.
About all the future planning of
exactly.
the land use.
And now they do have some, quote, flexibility built into it, they say. But this
sure,
is.
I'm sure there's reasonable ways to petition.
There are. And, of course, what happens is this is when the fights brew.
Right.
Is because people now have to spend all that time and effort fighting out for something that may or may not be reasonable. A lot of. They're distorting the market is what's going on. Here's something you know. You only have to drive around town. And not only this town, but any town. You drive around, you see. Subdivisions going up. They got approved. And you never would have thought it would have been there in the first place. But you don't know that it took them 4 years to get it approved, and time is money.
Well, and the other thing is that it just is contrary to freedom. I mean, it draws these lines in the sand, which may be good lines, but the bottom line is that it establishes something as reality, as legal, as law, which you then have to work to fight against.
Right, exactly.
Whereas opposed to, you just going right. out and this being
is,
free.
That's right. This is the innocent until proven guilty, only here
right.
you're guilty until proven innocent.
Exactly. You're that's guilty. You have to prove that what you're doing is a decent idea.
Right.
They're going to go ahead and
and of course, their first response, I don't care what it is, Jesus could walk in there, and their first response is going to be no.
Right.
Because nobody ever gets fired for saying no. that's exactly right.
You want to build a church? No.
No.
No. That's right.
Sorry.
You want to do the third coming right here?
You need to fill out the blue form and sit on the third couch.
Yeah, come back
over
there. Come back in 3 weeks.
We'll talk to you.
Yeah, that's right. No problem. Take your halo.
There's a lot of people in front of you.
Take your halo and go.
Get a haircut.
That's right.
That's right. Hippie dude.
That loincloth. I don't know if you come back with some clothes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And also get some. You need to go down to the medical center and get some work on those wounds there in your hand.
You know, bleeding in this place.
No, that's right. You might have AIDS or something. I don't know. The hell out of here.
Yeah. So, well, it's amazing how they figure. Well, it's a reasonable idea, and we'll have reasonable ways to flexible.
But if you can do this is very difficult to do. But if you can think back what your life was like, or what it was like here 20 years ago, maybe you can't, but I can. And actually, I can't. But to
invent, you're 106.
Shut up. No, Jimmy, of course, his brain has been stewed to the size of a walnut.
He met Jesus.
I see Jesus now.
Do you want to
did
see
you,
Jesus?
Did you, want you to see it? The leader of Iran? I got a segue into this.
Okay.
Well, are we done with that topic?
Yeah, it's pretty much. We're talking about freedom and talking about the government, how governments can see into the future. With noble people,
clairvoyance,
and see the way things are going, and make life easy for us, and that's what they've done this time. And good luck. And they want to make us bicycle city, and that ain't going to happen. No way. Okay,
yeah, right. But they'll
done.
Be yeah.
Kill the motor cars
and unfortunately,
hang Ford, crucify Ford.
The society will survive so that nobody will see that it cost more than it could have cost.
Right.
To come up with the plan that we eventually end up with.
That's exactly right. And, of course, if it succeeds even marginally, people will call it a raging success.
Right.
Right.
In other words, if in fact Gainesville does not turn into a black hole,
in this community,
a singularity,
as we know, is growing because of the vast education
campus.
Input.
Exactly. Well, also the medical. The
medical
is a big deal here. We've got like four medical places and big, very large and... And but again, their empire building here—it's all—it's
not a lot of medical marijuana.
No, that sucks.
Not like the old days.
You didn't even have to call it medical.
So, as another example of national planning,
okay,
and seeing Jesus, I saw where the leader of Iran was talking to the fundamentalist leaders. They had a little tape of him, and he was gushing about how the people he was preaching to the day before actually saw a glow around him, and he was telling the fundamentalists how he could actually feel the glow.
Because he drank the Kool-Aid, too.
Because he had the Kool-Aid.
So the question is, what were these?
Hey, I see that glow. Check it out. Hey, look, he's glowing now. It's glowing red.
It's napalm. The glow.
Well, there's several things. I'm reminded of, was it one of the Indiana, not Indiana Jones, it was the, one of the ones with Kathleen, what's her face?
Romancing the Stone.
Romancing the Stone, where they had the fireworks and everything on the stage when the guy was trying to become, so maybe this guy had a neon light or something in back of him. His helper was on his hands and knees, you know, glow, whatever.
I mean, he's hired David Copperfield.
Right.
Or he's absolutely delusional.
Okay, question.
B.
Which, yeah. Okay. Okay. B. How many? We're going to make that an online poll and see how many people on the Jimmy Doan followers.
I mean, this guy, I mean, it's amazing. And he's telling these guys that he's feeling the glow. I mean, he is.
Well, look, this happens. This is Sunday morning. I don't know if you.
There's a glow for you.
Okay.
Feel this glow.
Feel this glow. It glows warm until your head falls off.
Yeah. This is Sunday morning. If you watch TV here, of course, they all have their public, you know, all by FCC, all companies. TV companies, radio shows, and so forth have to have a religious show at some point in time as part of their programming, and today's the day. Right. And they're all doing the glow thing.
Usually some woman wearing a lampshade or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes. Have you seen that? Oh, my God. There's a preacher woman here that is literally, she's got to be 300 pounds.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. She's dressed totally in white and a lampshade looking hat, and she's telling everybody, you know, here's Jesus, whatever, I don't.
And it's a lampshade.
And it's I'm telling you, she
went to Sears and she bought
Sears
a lampshade.
Sears, hell, she went down to the Goodwill place and got that damn.
She a local preacher?
Local. Yeah,
yeah, local, right. Yeah.
Cable she's access. Cable
yes. Access. Oh. Yeah. What does it take to be a preacher? We have somebody in the room who's not going to say anything who can tell us all about that.
Well, I'd rather.
A cult leader, guns, arms dealer person?
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, no problem. Yeah,
preacher.
Preacher, right. We will not tell anybody about
man of God.
Person.
Yeah. I'd rather have her running the show over there than that lunatic, man. I mean,
no, that's true.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. They announced 15 minutes after they passed out the Nobel Peace Prize to, ironically, a guy named Muhammad.
Ironically?
Yeah, ironically.
Ironically, yeah.
They gave it to a guy named Muhammad for preaching disarmament, basically. And he says nukes should have no role in our security.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Which I disagree with, personally.
Well, the thing is,
it's too late for that.
Yeah, right. I was going to say that ship sailed.
Right. About 55 years ago.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Exactly. 60
years ago.
So you get an award for saying that something should be. I mean, I'm in for that.
Right, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I should do this and should do that, and you collect $1 million. I'm in.
That's
Jimmy
it.
Can
well,
use
he's
the
head
money.
Of the, he's head
I wouldn't
of
have
the
to show
UN
my roles.
Agency on Nuclear Energy.
Oh, that. Okay, yeah.
And but they gave it to him and the commission for basically saying that. So the Iran leader comes out and 2 minutes later and vows to enrich uranium.
Yeah, I know that. I saw that. They're going to enrich uranium. And, of course, I say let's get on with it. The people, it's not the – I wouldn't worry about it. If I was the United States – it's going to take them a lot longer to launch some missile over us than it is to go to Israel.
Well, that's the whole thing.
And I'm telling you, as soon as they enrich the crap out of it and indicate that they've got a bomb, I can tell you who's going to be blowing up Iran. And it ain't us.
It's not?
No.
This is me.
Another country begins with I. ends. It begins with I and ends with Rio.
and there's an S in there.
Yeah. No. I want to leave something for the imagination.
Exactly. Don't give it all away. The puzzle. The puzzle.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I would just prefer. I would be happy if I just didn't think that we were the primary first target. I know that's redundant, but I wanted to add emphasis.
Double redundancy.
The primary
first premier independent numero uno target.
Exactly. Right. If so long as we're like target number three or four, then we'll know exactly when they get the weapons because they'll use it on targets one and two. You know?
That's true. that's the old if you and your buddy have a bear chasing you in the woods, how fast do you have to run?
Just a little faster than your buddy.
That's it. That's right. So that's exactly right. The deal is that. I don't worry about that. I think that they will probably. Let me put it this way:
they're going to hit New York first.
They're going to have to test it, though.
Right.
Of course, they can test it in New York.
They're not going to test it.
What?
No, they're not going to test it. No, they're going to use it.
Yeah.
Why?
That's
the test.
Yeah.
We're just going to use it. We're going to see if it goes up. Look at that. Wow.
Reminds me of the version 6.0 software that I got here on the computer. It's beta. All software that's released is beta.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm a testing, me and 90 million other people are testing Windows on another machine, as you well know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, they talk about, nuclear stuff is just so much worse. They talk
that's
about dirty
nuclear.
Bombs.
Nuclear.
It's nuclear.
Mm-hmm. Lisa.
Yeah, exactly. Daddy was the nuclear. Yeah,
it's nuclear.
I wouldn't know what I'd do without my job at the nucleon plant.
Yeah, that's right. All right. I love the part where the chicken was taking it. Remember the chicken?
It was the little drinking bird.
Well, you had a chicken in there one time, too, I think.
You're right. But one time you had that little drinking bird.
Right.
Bunking the key, the any key or something.
No, but they had that was on his website or something. I think that was on.
No, that was when he decided to get too fat so he could take disability.
I'm disabled.
Right. So he gained like 300 pounds, and then he had he goes I got a replacement, and it's like this little drinking bird, like coming down.
Well, there was another. What was the one where he put in where they had the chicken was pecking all over the place?
Something.
Burns. I think Burns looked at him on the TV, said it. Who's that young? Whatever. Right. Okay. Well, anyway, that's about it. Anything else you got? Any light notes? Anything you got in?
Yeah, we got a couple light notes. I think. Did you see that Banana Boy got arrested?
We talked about
who was the Banana Boy.
Banana Boy. No, we talked about that last time, didn't we?
No, we didn't.
You sure?
Yeah, you emailed it to us.
Okay.
And that was the last show.
Yeah.
So we didn't talk about it yet.
Okay. Banana Boy, okay.
The cops broke up a film.
Yes.
What happened?
The cops broke up a film in New York.
It was a shoot.
Yeah. This
guy, a film shoot?
So to speak.
Yeah. And this guy
it was performance art, wasn't it? Wasn't it kind of on the street performance art?
He was Banana Boy.
Well, they were recording it, yeah. And this guy was Banana Boy, and he had his group of thugs, and they were fake knife fighting,
right?
And
cops showed up.
Apparently, they did a good job.
And so the question: this also brings. So, are we going to see that video? Did they video it, or what happened?
I'm sure it's evidence at this point.
That could be the other
evidence.
That's right, evidence. I did a Google search, by the way. We talked about this last time about the cops out in San Francisco that did that. You can't find that video. It disappeared, unfortunately.
Too bad.
That's a real shame.
If any of our listeners out there can email it to us.
If you're, you can upload it.
Post it on Jimmy Dunn Show.
Well, there's a place where you can upload up to 20 megabytes or something and then send us the link if you don't.
Yeah, it's called usendit.com.
Usendit.com. And
two gigs.
Two gigs? Up to 2 gigs you can put up there. Send us the site.
Usendit.com.
If you've got the video from that we talked about last time.
The cop show thing.
The cop show.
Yeah, high def. We want it in big screen.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you one of
them. 1080i.
Yeah, that's it. What else?
All right. Light notes?
We can go to light notes. Eric, you got any light notes?
Nope.
Oh, really?
Is the show over?
No.
Have you all finished your workout? I'm talking to our list.
Yeah,
I'm not talking to you.
Are you still pumping sweat? Are you still sweating? Or you want to go a little longer? All right.
You want an encore?
Yeah. Hey, you want us to roll another Jimmy Dunn show after this one so you can keep going?
No, they got...
we didn't talk about the Latin American vote, or we didn't nominate persons of the year. Time's going to come out with their person of the year. So.
That's Jimmy.
That's Jimmy. I'm going to put some of this stuff in there. Never mind. You can edit it out.
Jesus. Christ. All right.
I love to do that.
All right. You're in the craft.
All right. Run the music.
He's sitting there. What happened? Where'd that come from?
Cue the music. Stuff.
Right. You got no light notes.
We'll talk about the Iraq Constitution vote next time.
All right. Okay.
How many minutes? Person of the year.
Click. Quick edit show.
Click. Quick.
Good.
Hey, Jack, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing well.
All right.
It's good to be here today.
It's awesome, man.
Yeah, it's good to be here. It's going to be a great show today.
We're going to have a good one. We love it. We love it when Jack shows up.
Thanks for having me.
Sorry to get his hair all bunched in.
Well, the idea is for Jimmy to get a real show, and then we can hire everybody here. Like a Howard Stern, $500 million.
Yeah, I'm talking about like getting paid or something stupid like that.
No, we need to get paid.
Dude, if any of you listeners wanted to send us a dollar on PayPal, I'd be so appreciative.
Well, we got to send them how to do it. Or they can just send it to Jimmy Dunn, probably.
$4.50, I think, is a six-pack of Old Milwaukee's Best, something like that. You know?
Jimmy doesn't drink.
I'm not talking about you, boss, man.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
I think $4.50 is also a bag of smokes. There you go. You didn't do that.
You're going to get my claque is going to be upset if you tell them of my start telling the vices. We don't have a show long enough.
Not for this crowd. That's for sure.
No, we don't have
all right. Well, thank you all.
Thanks. And we'll be back, hopefully, in a couple of days. But anyway, send us your emails, jimmy@jimmydone.com. And if you don't get this show, send us an email, too.
Yep. Love you. Bye.
Bye.